Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Indian armed forces carry out Operation Sindoor against terrorists in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. 9 terror infrastructures completely destroyed. Cutting across party lines, politicians hail Operation Sindoor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi briefs the President and Cabinet about the operation, hails the armed forces. Domestic flights to and from Jammu, Srinagar, Leh, Jodhpur, Amritsar, Chandigarh and some other airports cancelled till the 10th of this month. And Prime Minister says, India's first human space flight mission, Gaganyaan, reflects the nation's growing aspirations in space technology. And now the news in detail. Indian armed forces carried out missile attacks late last night on 9 terror targets in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir 2 weeks after the horrific Pahalgam terror attack. The military strikes were carried out under Operation Sindoor between 1:05 a.m. and 1:30 a.m. The Indian Armed Forces targeted terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir from where terrorist attacks were planned and directed against India. Briefing the media about Operation Sindoor, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the investigation into the Pahalgam terrorist attack has exposed the links of Pakistan with terrorists.
Pahalgam atankwadi hamle ki jaanch se Pakistan ke saath atankwadiyon ke sampark ujagar hue hain. Resistance Front dwara kiye gaye daave aur Lashkar-e-Tayyaba se gyat social media handle dwara isko repost kiya jana iski pushti karta hai. चश्मदीद गवाहों और विभिन्न जांच एजेंसियों को उपलब्ध अन्य सूचनाओं के आधार पर हमलावरों की पहचान भी हुई है हमारी इंटेलिजेंस ने इस टीम के योजनाकारों और उनके समर्थकों की जानकारी जुटाई है इस हमले की रूपरेखा भारत में सीमा पार आतंकवाद को अंजाम देने के पाकिस्तान के लंबे ट्रैक रिकॉर्ड से भी जुड़ी हुई है जिसके लिखित और स्पष्ट दस्तावेज उपलब्ध हैं पाकिस्तान दुनिया भर में आतंकवादियों के लिए एक शरण स्थल के रूप में पहचान बना चुका है यहां अंतर्राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर प्रतिबंधित आतंकवादी सजा पाने से बचे रहते हैं
Giving details about the operation, Colonel Sofia Qureshi of the Indian Army said that 9 terror targets were completely destroyed in the operation.
Operation Sindoor, 22 अप्रैल को पहलगाम में हुए विभत्स आतंकवादी हमले के शिकार मासूम नागरिकों व उनके परिवारों को न्याय देने के लिए लॉन्च किया गया था इस कार्रवाई में 9 टेररिस्ट कैंप्स को टारगेट किया गया और पूरी तरह से इसे बर्बाद किया गया पाकिस्तान में पिछले 3 दशकों से टेरर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का निर्माण हो रहा इस में रिक्रूटमेंट इंडॉक्ट्रिनेशन सेंटर्स ट्रेनिंग एरियाज व लॉन्च पैड शामिल थे जो पाकिस्तान और पाक अधिकृत जम्मू कश्मीर POJK दोनों में फैले हैं
She also gave details about the terror camps destroyed in Pakistan.
सर्जल कैंप सियालकोट यह अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सेना सीमा से 6 किलोमीटर की दूरी पर है साबा कठुआ के सामने मार्च 2025 में जम्मू एंड कश्मीर पुलिस के 4 जवानों को कि जो हत्या की गई थी उन आतंकवादियों को इसी जगह पर ट्रेन किया गया था दूसरा महमूना जाया कैंप सियालकोट यह 18 से 12 किलोमीटर आईबी से दूर था हिजबुल मुजाहिदीन का बहुत बड़ा कैंप था यह कठुआ जम्मू क्षेत्र में आतंक फैलाने का नियंत्रण केंद्र था पठानकोट एयरफोर्स बेस पर किया गया हमला भी इसी कैंप से प्लान और डायरेक्ट किया गया था मरकज तायबा मुरीद के यह आईबी से 18 से 25 किलोमीटर दूरी पर है 2008 के मुंबई हमले के आतंकी भी यहीं से प्रशिक्षित हुए थे अजमल कसब व डेविड हेडली भी यहां ट्रेन हुए थे
Wing Commander Vyomika Singh of the Indian Air Force informed that Operation Sindoor was launched to give justice to the victims of the Pahalgam terrorist attack.
Operation Sindoor was launched by Indian Armed Forces to deliver justice to the victims of Pahalgam terror attack and therefore the strike on the terror camps were undertaken through precision capability as shown to you, a niche technology weapons with careful selection of warheads was ensured that there was ensured so that there will be no collateral damage. The point of impact in each of the target was a specific building or a group of buildings. All the targets were neutralized with clinical efficiency, and the results reiterate the professionalism of the Indian Armed Forces in the planning and execution of their operations. No military establishments were targeted. India has demonstrated considerable restraint in its response. However, it must be said that the Indian Armed Forces are fully prepared to respond to Pakistani misadventures, if any, that will escalate this situation.
And now we go over live to our correspondent Bhupendra Singh for the latest update on Operation Sindoor. Bhupendra, what latest update do you have for our listeners?
Yeah, Anuja, India has given a befitting reply by attacking terrorist site situated in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir and Pakistan, the terrorist camp at Sarjal and Maimuna Joy in Sialkot, and Markaz Taiba Murdike and Markaz-e-Subhan in Bahawalpur in Pakistan were completely destroyed, while in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, terrorist camp in Sawai Nala and Sayyid Belal in Muzaffarabad, Kotli Gulpur, Bimber and Kotli Abbas were targeted. Sawai Nala was a key Laskar-e-Taiba training facility, and Mumbai terror attack mastermind Ajwal Kasab and David Headley were trained in Markaz-e-Taiba Murdike, while Markaz-e-Subhan was headquarter of terrorist organization Jais-e-Mohammed. The government has stressed that Indian Armed Forces are fully prepared to give befitting reply to any Pakistan misadventure in the future. Meanwhile, Union Cabinet meeting was chaired by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today, which is very significant in view of the operation conducted by the Indian Armed Forces against terror camps. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has spoken to Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah, and he is in constant touch with the JNK, LG and DGBSF. And just the news came that Prime Minister has postponed his upcoming visit to Norway, Croatia and Netherlands. The center has also convened an all-party meeting tomorrow at 11 a.m. in the wake of Operation Sindoor. During the meeting, the leaders of different political parties will be briefed by the government. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan and briefed her about the Operation Sindoor. And right now, Union Home Minister Amit Shah is holding a meeting with Chief Minister and DGP of bordering state. Back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Bhupendra, for that update. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Leaders cutting across party lines have lauded Operation Sindoor conducted by the Indian Armed Forces. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said Operation Sindoor is Bharat's response to the brutal killing of the country's innocent brothers in Pahalgam. He said the Modi government is resolved to give a befitting response to any attack on India and its people. Mr. Shah said India remains firmly committed to eradicating terrorism from its roots. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also lauded the Indian Armed Forces. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the world must show zero tolerance for terrorism. BJP President J.P. Nadda said India is both capable and determined to uproot terrorism. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw also applauded the retaliatory action. Leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, in a social media post said he's proud of the Indian Armed Forces. DMK Chief and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin said Tamil Nadu stands with the Indian Army against terrorism. TDP Chief and Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, TMC Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Tejasvi Yadav of RJD and BJD President Naveen Patnaik also saluted the armed forces for their action. Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal added that the courage of the Indian Army is the faith of every citizen. Senior JDU leader and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar also said that the whole country is united against terrorism and proud of the courage and valour of the Indian Army. CPIM and some other parties have also hailed the action, saying they are proud of the Indian Armed Forces. The family members of Navy Lieutenant Vinay Narwal from Karnal, who was killed in the Pahalgam terror attack, have expressed happiness over the destruction of Pakistani terrorist hideouts under Operation Sindoor. Talking to Akashvani, Rajesh Narwal, father of the Lieutenant Vinay Narwal, said that naming the operation Operation Sindoor is absolutely correct because the terrorists brutally murdered the husbands of our daughters and sisters by asking their religion.
आज भारत सरकार ने वो काम करके दिखाया है जिन घरों से जिनके लाल चले गए उनका जीवन तो वापस नहीं आ सकता परंतु भारत सरकार ने जो ये कदम उठाया है ये बिल्कुल सही किया है और उनके नौ ठिकानों पर आज जो एक कड़ा प्रहार किया है उनके जहन में गूंजता रहेगा ये.
In the wake of Operation Sindoor, several domestic flights have been cancelled. In its advisory, Air India informed that the flights to and from Jammu, Srinagar, Leh, Jodhpur, Amritsar, Bhuj, Jamnagar, Chandigarh and Rajkot have been cancelled till the 10th of this month. The decision was taken following a notification from the aviation authorities on the closure of these airports. It said the customers holding valid tickets for travel during this period will be offered a one-time waiver on rescheduling charges or a full refund for cancellations. Meanwhile, IndiGo has also cancelled flights to and from Srinagar, Jammu, Amritsar, Leh, Chandigarh, Dharamsala, Bikaner and Jodhpur for today. It has also advised all passengers to stay updated on their flight status before heading to the airport. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has opened its space sector to startups, entrepreneurs and young minds. He said today India has over 250 space startups and they are contributing to cutting-edge advancements in satellite technology, propulsion systems, imaging and others. In his video message for the Global Conference on Space Exploration, Mr. Modi said India continues to march ahead with renewed confidence, pushing the boundaries of scientific exploration. He said the country's first human space flight mission, Gaganyaan, highlights the nation's rising aspirations. The Prime Minister informed that in the coming weeks, an Indian astronaut will travel to space as part of the joint ISRO-NASA mission to the International Space Station.
Our first human space flight mission, Gaganyaan, highlights our nation's rising aspirations. In coming weeks, an Indian astronaut will travel to space as part of a joint ISRO-NASA mission to the International Space Station. By 2035, the Bharatiya Antariksh Station will open new frontiers in research and global cooperation. By 2040, an Indian footprint will be on the moon.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved the revision of Scheme for Harnessing and Allocating Coila Transparently in India, that is Shakti, policy for coal allocation to power sector. The CCEA in its statement said that this approval is for the grant of fresh coal linkages to thermal power plants of central sector, state sector and independent power producers. In the IPL T20 League, hosts Kolkata Knight Riders will face Chennai Super Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Kolkata Knight Riders have their destiny in their hands for one last time in the Indian Premier League. The defending champions need to win all their matches to stay in strong contention for the playoff spots. Currently positioned sixth on the points table with 5 wins and 5 defeats, KKR must win all their remaining games to stay in contention for the knockout stage. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Indian Armed Forces carry out Operation Sindoor against terrorists in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. 9 terror infrastructures completely destroyed. Cutting across party lines, politicians hail Operation Sindoor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi briefs President Draupadi Murmu and Cabinet about the operation, hails the armed forces. Domestic flights to and from Jammu, Srinagar, Leh, Jodhpur, Amritsar, Chandigarh and some other airports cancelled till the 10th of this month. And Prime Minister says India's first human space flight mission, Gaganyaan, reflects the nation's growing aspirations in space technology. And with that, we end the midday news.